I'd like to ask you a bit about the plant when you got hired in a minute, but I know that you went to Ukrainian school. You've told me that before. Mm-hmm. Did you start? Do you remember when you started?
I don't know. I was probably in grade 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after school. Of course, I don't think there was any set time. You didn't have to be a certain age to go to Ukrainian school. But after you finished your regular school, you went home, you had a lunch, a snack or something, and then at 5 o'clock you went to Ukrainian school.
Was it every day?
Every day.
Every day, okay.
Every day. And then, like I say, after, you know, Ukrainian school was between 5 and 6. Sometimes it would drag to 6:30, depending if there was going to be a concert on or something like that. Well, it'd even drag on to 7, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be 5 to 7, so.
And who taught the Ukrainian school?
They had different, we called them professors that would come in here, but it was just that they had a knowledge of Ukrainian language. Not everybody, you know, like my father, he was very slow and pokey at reading. I mean, but you know, he read Ukrainian, but he wasn't very proficient in it, you know, as far as that goes.
Where did the professors come from?
Well, sometimes in the community itself here, there was somebody that was, they weren't brought up as teachers, but they knew how to read and write, and they taught, you know, if you had one, or somebody would come in from Toronto or Winnipeg or somewhere, they'd end up here, well, they'd get them a job. Some of them had set up stores, little confectionery stores, and this was a sideline for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, also, if he was a jock in the church, he would automatically become a
Ukrainian school teacher.
Yeah.
Do you remember any names of people who were Ukrainian school teachers?
There was a fellow by the name of Petrushensky. I remember him. There was Sauchuk. I remember him.
Sauchuk?
Yeah. In fact, it's Father Greg's uncle.
Uh-huh. Is that the same Sauchuk that made the timbale?
No.
Different Sauchuk.
God, no. You know, Sauchuk's is like mm-hmm. Smith, you know, there's Sauchuk's galore.
What about the nuns?
Yeah, later on, the nuns, they were, well, they were professionals. They know how to teach, but that wasn't until close to 1940. Mm-hmm. Well, around the same time as
Yavorsky,
you know, but just before him, I shouldn't say not at the same time. But before him,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what year it was.
Mm-hmm. And what about Sunday school?
Same again. Well, even you take, well, the priest usually ended up teaching Sunday school as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But when the nuns came, all the nuns took it over.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Sunday school as well?
Oh, yeah, we all had to. It was compulsory as far as that goes.